DW Radio, your information station.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Newscast. I am Lou Mangiello from WDW Radio, coming to you live from Disney's Contemporary Resort Hotel on the shores of the beautiful Bay Lake here at Walt Disney World. Today is Wednesday, November 16th, 2011, and it is time for this week's WDW Newscast. I'm joined by my friend Scott Otis O'Tisney on Twitter. I am, of course, Lou Mangiello on Twitter. And this week's newscast is brought to you by our friends over at touringplans.com. They are the official, they are the research team behind the unofficial guide to Walt Disney World. But for me, they are my official way of maximizing my time in the parks, saving time in the parks, learning about crowds like up to a year in advance, using the lines application once I get there, touring plans, wait times, a blog, everything.
What,
again, I keep saying it's true. Whether you come once a year, once every 5 years, or once a week, it's all that, maximizing your time in the parks. touringplans.com/WDW Radio. Let them know that you love us and love them. Check them out. They are awesome. And you can, again, touringplans.com/WDW Radio. So, as you may guess by the shirt that I'm wearing on tonight, it's a little foreshadowing. That's a movie. Yeah,
I know.
It's a storytelling element. The shirt is foreshadowing tonight's news because today, just hours ago, Disney's D23, the official community for Disney fans, made a big announcement because in 2012, they are coming back with not one, not two, but a whole mess of events. Really coast to coast, baby. They're going Boston, New York, Chicago, San Francisco, Palm Springs, Orlando, Florida, Burbank.
Marceline, Missouri,
baby. Walt Disney's boyhood hometown. A lot of very, very cool and unique Disney experiences. Stephen Clark, the head of D23, it says, you know, they're sort of celebrating their third anniversary because this is about, it's a community for and by and about the Disney fans. So they're going to have events scattered around the country because not everybody can come to Orlando. Not everybody can get out to Disneyland. And so for the first time ever, let's start with one of the ones that really hit me as I was reading through the list. They're going to have a tour, a special tour of Walt Disney's boyhood hometown, somewhat of the inspiration for Main Street USA and Disneyland here in Walt Disney World. They're going to have a journey to Marceline, Missouri for D23 members on March 14th, 2012. It's a day-long journey led by Disney archivists that's going to explore the town, population 2,221.
That's right.
That's going to have a lot of ways that are really going to resonate with Disney fans. So you're going to look at things like his dreaming tree and where he grew up and, you know,
schoolhouse.
The schoolhouse, and you'll meet the people who are wonderful at Marceline. They really have embraced Walt's legacy and the heritage and the importance of that place. That is one I've circled on my calendar. It was something that we had thought about doing sort of as a little WW radio trip. Maybe we'll have to coordinate it with the one out with D23. But going from where he grew up as a boy to where he liked to sort of unwind as an adult. A lot of people know on the partner statue, both in Disneyland and Walt Disney World, on his tie, he's got a little little tie tack. Looks like a Chinese symbol. We know that to be STR. That stands for Smoke Tree Ranch. That's where, in Palm Springs, that's where Walt went to unwind. That was a very sort of exclusive kind of getaway for, like the glitz and glitter of the Hollywood elite, they went to the Smoke Tree Ranch.
That's exactly right.
Well, now we'll have a chance to get out there January 23rd through 25th, a three-day Smoke Tree Ranch roundup. That's going to be sort of a, like Walt went, a retreat where Disney fans can get an immersive experience and see what Walt called his own little laughing place. That's right. Where he sort of went for inspiration. This will be screenings, presentations, activities, and most importantly, delectable meals, and you get to stay in one of the Smoke Tree Ranch cottages. That's the cool part. You don't have to sort of stay out off-site somewhere. You get to stay sort of where, not in Walt's cottage, but in one of the cottages that was there at the Smoke Tree Ranch.
Right, and doing some of the activities that Walt liked to do, like horseback riding and lawn bowling.
Lawn bowling? Come on, when do you get else to get the lawn bowl?
So very cool.
So again, that's January 23rd through the 25th. Again, this is for D23 members, of course. In the spring, this is when they really start taking things on the road for what they call their D23 Fanniversary Celebration. It's celebrating more than 40 unforgettable Disney magical milestones, each with an anniversary in 2012. 2012 is a big year, a lot of stuff going on for Disney fans. So, again, hosted by some of the Disney archivists, so you can assume Becky Klein would probably be there. They're going to have events in Orlando, New York, Chicago, Boston, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and they're going to visit and revisit some of the most beloved Disney theme park attractions, animated and live-action films, 20,000 Leagues, How I Love You, So, TV series, and more than 85 years of Disney history, and they're going to be open to the entire public, which is nice. There's also going to be special admission and surprises. We dig surprises for D23 members who are going to be attending.
Yeah.
Again, there's no specific dates been released as yet. This is just sort of very preliminary information. In the summertime, they're going to have another Destination D event. They've been alternating. This is what we're excited for. We've been to Destination
I've
D together.
To both of them. Yeah.
Me and you. Mano a mano, baby.
That's right.
We've roomed together once. That'll never happen again. We've done the scavenger hunt together. And we've really enjoyed this event.
Destination D's.
Well, now it's going to be, again, 2 days back in Disneyland, where it all got started, August 11th and the 12th. It's going to mark the 75th anniversary of Disney's folly, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Yeah, no kidding. Again, there's going to be a lot of animation legends there, some current top Disney animators, voice talent, past and present, which I dig. Some composers, which I really, you know, Richard Sherman, I love you. There's also going to be demonstrations, presentations, autograph sessions, and the chance to see entertaining animation rarities from the Disney Vault. So it's really more about animation this year than it is about sort of the theme park experience. Right. And it's nice because it really mixes it up and makes it something for everybody. So if animation and some of the films is your thing, this is the event you want to go to.
Right. And there certainly will be theme park.
Oh, sure.
As well.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be concentrated on the films.
If they wanted to bring back 20,000 Leagues in conjunction, well, anyway.
Yeah, right.
Something else that they're doing, they've experimented with this a little bit over the past couple of years, and they're going to really bring back a lot more in 2012, is their series of movie screenings at the studios in Burbank. This is the time that you wish that you lived out in California. There's going to be a new series called From the Vaults, and they're gonna bring back favorite live action films to the big screen.
Newsies!
Come on, Newsies!
Newsies!
Herbie, yes. The Love Bug, the original, not that one.
Yeah.
We love Buddy Hackett. Oh, in my family, my son wants a Herbie the Love Bug as his first car.
Dean Jones, too.
We love Swiss Family Treehouse, Swiss Family Robinson, Swiss Family Treehouse, Thailand. What else?
Newsies!
The Black Hole, come on, what?
I'm just telling you, they are doing Newsies.
I'm just telling you, Black Hole, baby, bring it back. And again, they are bringing news. Sister Act.
Treasure
Island. Whoopi Goldberg.
The very first live action film.
I love Treasure Island. I love Treasure Island. You know, Whoopi Goldberg has no eyebrows? A little bit of trivia. None. No eyebrows. Anyway, well, we love Sister Act. Newsies, February 25th. Sister Act, May 26th. Disney's Treasure Island, September 22nd. And again, it's also going to be 50s and Fabulous. In Search of the Castaways.
With Haley Mills.
Haley Mills was like the Justin Bieber of her time. What? She was in everything. We love Haley Mills. Pollyanna. Just saying.
That darn cat.
Anyway, there's also going to be special members only. This is why you need to be a member of D23, because a lot of these things like this are for D23 members only. They're going to have special tours of the studios and the Walt Disney Archives in Burbank, February 11th and 12th, April 28th and 29th, September 8th and 9th, and November 10th and 11th. And they're going to double the capacity of these events, which have been sold out time after time again.
So popular.
And I will tell you, I went on the very first one out in California, and it ranks exceptionally high in my list of amazing Disney experiences. Rooming with you, closer to the bottom, touring the archives and the studios. The bird, they've got the bird, the audio animatronic bird. Dave Smith, man, put some gloves on, but you
I've
see some.
I've had the chance to do those too. They are absolutely amazing. So
It is absolutely worth getting. It's seeing the sound stages. You want to talk about getting to be, you want to walk where Walt walked. walk
where they filmed Mary Poppins.
The Mary Poppins soundstage is there, and 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Yep.
And the commissary. I love the, anyway.
Chili.
Back here in Orlando, they're going to have some additional special events too. Mm-hmm. During Food and Wine, the popular Sip and Stroll event's going to get a little bit of a Halloween twist.
Kick.
Sip and Scream in October 2012. I am all over that. During during this holiday season, they're also going to have a another popular holiday offering called Disney and Dickens. That's going to be in Burbank in December.
California.
And here, Magic and Merriment, again, December 9th and 10th here, December 7th and 8th out in California. So you can basically go coast to coast and hit them all.
I'm doing that one next month. So
are you? You're doing it here?
Yes, I am.
Good event. And it's an awesome event.
Very cool.
And they've also sort of hinted that there will be additional D23 special members-only event. And one thing I think that might have almost gotten lost in the release today, because you get excited about the things at the studios and the tours and Destination D, is that they're going to have details on Epcot's 30th anniversary.
Yeah.
So
the 25th anniversary was very awesome.
Right.
But so now the D23 exists.
And the fact that they're acknowledging it now, so there is no sort of guessing time, like, hey, what are they going to do for Epcot's 30th? They're letting you know.
That's right.
That they've already got, the plane is in flight.
It's October 1st.
You really, you think you need to let them know that they didn't know it was October 1st?
In case you didn't know. It's October.
There's also going to be a D23 third anniversary party at Disneyland, which is going to be very cool.
March 10th.
Is that what it's going to be?
Well, that's
you're guessing. Now you're guessing. And again, all this information and more as details come out, it's going to be found over at the D23 website. You can visit disney.com/D23 for more information. Of course, legal disclaimer, because I still am a lawyer, although I don't practice anymore, all times and locations are subject to change, really with no notice. If they want to switch it tomorrow, they can. But I will tell you, I am very excited about this because it's November, and they've already sort of rolled out a slate of events, so you can start planning now. So it's, you're not being told in January, oh, by the way, we're doing a Destination D in 3 months.
Some of the original D23 offerings were on such little notice. So
right.
This is nice to be able to have a little bit more.
Yeah, I like the fact that we've got notice. People who are watching live in the box are very excited. When we mentioned Epcot's 30th, there are smiley faces. Yes. There are people already looking to start booking their trips. But this is nice because you can start sort of picking and choosing the stuff that you want to go to, figure out what's important to you. You know, I will tell you that the WW Radio wheels are already in motion for some events tying into some of these things.
Oh, yeah.
And we, too, are going to have some surprises along the way. This will actually tie into some of the stuff that we've been planning that I just haven't announced or told Becky about as yet. But this is really good stuff. This is really good stuff. I am super excited about this. And so that's the question of the week. I'm excited. You're excited.
Very excited.
We're nerds, but that's okay. We're embracing our inner Ewoks and our inner nerds. But the question is to you. Are you excited about D23's lineup of events coming in 2012? And if so, which one or which ones really sort of struck you from this list? And again, I'll link in the show notes to www.radio.com. There on the blog, I've posted the entire list from D23 of all the different events going on, so you can kind of take a look and see. And the question, too, I want to pose to you is this, is if you are not a D23 member, will any of these change your mind about joining? Is this maybe what you were waiting for or looking for, saying, okay, now this is what they're doing. They're rolling out. I mean, really, almost every month, there is something to go on. And the fact that they're around the country, to me, really sort of speaks volumes about the fact that they acknowledge that not everybody can come to a theme park once or twice a year. So they want to, because this is a community. It's a community type idea of D23. And I think this reinforces that community idea.
Absolutely. So a lot of folks up in the Eastern Seaboard, they can go to New York. We've got Chicago in the Midwest, San Francisco. So, yeah, a lot more people will be able to attend some of this.
Right, and they're saying there is something there for everyone. So whether you're a theme park fan, an animation fan, a studios fan, a Disneyland fan, there's a lot of stuff to really look forward to.
That's all it takes.
And that's what So I am... I was really happy to see this, especially, you know, we were talking sort of after the expo and what the future of the expo was going to be, what the future of Destination D was going to be, were they going to have it again? We know it's coming. They're acknowledging events that normally were just celebrated by the fans. So like Epcot's 30th, you know, it's not a 25, it's not a 50, it's a 30, but they're already planning to do something for it. a lot of us have been talking, you know, Jim Corcus and I have been talking for a long time about Disney needing to do more with the history of the films, the animated films, the live action films. You're going to introduce a whole new generation of people, hopefully, to films that have been either locked away in the vault or been unavailable or maybe sitting on a shelf and having a chance to watch.
All of that has quite a bit of legacy, too. There's a lot of the Disney story is tied up in the animation, too. I mean, that's really where it all started.
And the chances are, if you like a lot of these theme park attractions, they tie back to the film. So, yeah, please, I'd love to hear more. I'd love for you to continue this conversation. Make it two-way. Come by the blog over at wdwradio.com. There I'll post in the show notes. This week I'll post the audio from tonight's newscast, but I'd love to hear your comments, what you're excited about, what you're most looking forward to. Is this going to make you either renew or become a D23 member? While you're there, check out everything else we have over at wwradio.com. Lots of different ways to help you enjoy and enhance your appreciation of Walt Disney World. Look, on cue, the monorail goes by.
Love it.
I love that. That's why I'm a nerd. Don't forget to join us every Wednesday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, or you can watch the newscast on the WW Radio blog or on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/WW Radio. You can follow me over on Twitter. I am at Lou Mangiello. He is at OTisney. Facebook.com/WDW Radio. And also check out LouMangiello.com. That's where I got a lot of stuff going on.
Guy, but okay.
Who, me?
You? Me.
Well, you know, I don't care about you. I mean, I do care, but you know. So we got Facebook, Twitter, LouMangiello.com,
YouTube.
Discussion forums, YouTube, everything. Thank you all again for watching. Thanks to all of you who are watching live here in the chat room. Thank you for coming on by. I really appreciate it. Again, don't forget to come by every Wednesday night, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. Subscribe to the show over in iTunes. Thank you, Scott Otis. Thank you, Box People. So until next time, have a great week, everybody. See ya.
Destination D.
Destination D, baby. Love it.